What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Grandma Goose. We're here for the second episode of the Grandma Goose podcast. You know, we're on all streaming platforms right now, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of the top brands. I'm loving it. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm happy to have y'all here tuned in for the second episode. We got a couple of things we're going to get into today. This is not going to be one of those episodes that drag out. We're just going to talk. We're just going to talk about some things, man. You know, this is a podcast that's about black economics, about black wealth, about us just getting our money and our situations together and getting up out of the mindset that has us trapped in thinking that we can't do nothing. So if you like to hear those type of things, you want to be motivated in that kind of way, stay tuned. I think we're going to make this episode a little bit about financial literacy. You know what I mean? Because I like to tell y'all guys about money, man. I love to tell y'all about money, how to make it, how to keep it, how to grow it. That's my thing. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. That's the gap that I'm trying to break, is to grow generational wealth. Like, see, we all have that mentality that says that we have to just go get a job and work for somebody in order to be able to. And I'm not knocking the people with jobs. I'm not a job basher. I know it always sounds like I am, but I just believe that if we be more entrepreneurship will create more jobs for our own people. I just agree with that. I feel like you shouldn't put yourself thousands of dollars in debt from going to school to receive a degree that just gives you a certification to go work for somebody else. I never agree for that. But that's just my opinion. That's neither here nor there. We're here today to talk a little bit about financial literacy. So it's a lot of things that you guys could actually do with money if you didn't know that. It's like 7 things you could actually do with money. You know, you can earn it, you can save it, you can spend it, you can invest it, you can give it away, you can pay debt, or you can gamble it. But if you think about all of those things that I just said, it's really only 2 things that help you actually keep the money. And that's obviously earning it and saving it. I mean, the rest of those things help you lose money, which is crazy. Who wants to lose money? Everybody wants to grow their money, save their money, so obviously, you got to figure out ways to do that. Now, the problem is that poor people take advice from poor people. You know what I'm saying? I'm a person that I'm not going to say I'm rich. I'm not, you know, but I have a rich mentality. I think that I'm rich. I live like I'm rich, which means frivolous and finding ways to make my money grow itself, or passive income streams for those who don't know what that is. A passive income is just basically making money while you're not using your time to make it. You know, actually making money in your sleep and things like that. You know, there's some rules to money that we don't really know about because they don't teach it to us in school. You know, I read a lot of books. I talk to people that's experts in these fields and in these situations so that they've been through the situation. They can give me better advice on something that I didn't know nothing about than I can actually give myself. You got to talk to experts and people who know things, but try to have a side hustle. You know, it's always good to have that. It's always good to have investments into certain things. It's always good to learn new skills. And for me, like, you got to sell something. Like, the best and the biggest corporations in America and the people who make the most money, the people who are the most wealthy, the most financially free, they sell the most stuff. Like, that's what I see. Like, tell me if I'm wrong. Like, I'm here for all of the comments and everything. If you're not following me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, Grandma Goose, Facebook, True Goose. What is it? YouTube, Grandma Goose. I'm going to still do some of those YouTube videos from time to time once I get that back up and running. But I like doing the talking more than I like standing in front of the camera. It's not really my thing. I might have somebody else do like the YouTube channel, and I'll just give them the ideas. We like put the videos together and I have them do it, because we could get like a little bit more technical with it, make it look a little better. That's neither here nor there. We talking about money today, y'all. And I like to make money. So it's some rules of money, like, that they don't really tell us about in school. You know what I'm saying? School tells you how to count it. It tells you what coins are, dollars are. You know, if you go to certain schools, like if you go long enough and you do finance classes and things like that, then you'll learn more about money than the average person. But I didn't have money to all really, and I'm gonna keep it 1,000, all really ambition to really like do college and stuff like that. I felt like that I could teach myself some of the reasons or some of the rules of money on my own time, you know? So one of the rules of money is that it's a game, you know? And to me, money is a money game. So once you realize that it's a game and you know that it's a game, you got to play games more and more to get better at the game. You keep playing the game, you're going to get better at it. So just realize that. First and foremost is that money is a game that if you keep playing, you'll get better at. Secondly, is you really can't, like, you can't look at money as a thing, like, where you mad at somebody else that has it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't hate money, man, because money is, like, to me, it's like a female, almost, like, you know what I'm saying? Don't rub the female the wrong way, or she ain't gonna come to you. She ain't gonna mess with you. You know, no offense to the ladies, no. I love my ladies, but I'm just using it as a reference to say that. So you can't hate on money. You can't rub money the wrong way because it won't come to you. Like, I agree. I believe in that. So that connects to the way that we spend, habits, and those kind of things. Clean it up, y'all. We blowing money, but that's whatever. Cool. Everybody should have a secret account to me, like a secret account. Now, what's a secret account? That's an account. That's a secret. Like, take some of your money and put it to the side that only you know about, that nobody else. Like, and make sure that you always throw something to that pot no matter what. And that's my rainy day account. That's my account for, like, even if I was in a situation where I was married or things like that, I would still have that account. Me and wifey would have one. I would have one for the children and the business account. And then it would be that account to myself, which would be my secret. I call it a secret account, rainy day account. You can give it whatever name you want to give it. Just but put one to the side. Everybody should have more than one place where they keep their money at. That's my opinion. You also got to know that money is a time game. Money is a time game, man. Ain't nobody ever get rich overnight. And if they did, they probably didn't do things legally to get the money. Let's be honest about that. So if we want to break that cycle and change that gap, we got to obviously know that money is a time game. So that's where investing come in at, or investments come in at, that grow your capital over time. You know what I'm saying? Now, our problem actually, because, you know, this is our Black First channel, shout out to that. But our problem is that we don't really have access to capital, which is the problem. Because, like, boom, if you know somebody or you got kids, I have 2 sons, 1 7, 1 is about to be 1. My 7-year-old, I think he's going to be a millionaire. That's just my opinion, right? Because his mind goes as far as to think that he wants to create his own business and stuff like that. He don't want to have to work for nobody because he sees that daddy tries to do the same thing. So I love my kid for that. And I'm glad that he's doing it now because he's young. So if I get him started and making a business now, will he get in the cash flow and the stacking and building interest over? Man, listen, he going to get his merch and everything going. We're not even going to go there. That's 2021. Forgive me. 2021 is a big year for us. 2021 is a very big year for us. You know what I'm saying? But listen, right? Now, another thing, y'all. Diversification, man. Look, diversification means, let me put it in, because I like, this is a Black First channel, and I'm talking to my young crowd. Let me put it in a y'all term. Diversification means switch it up. Like, you know how you got 10 pairs of J's, and you like, I can't go outside every day with the same J's on? Well, your portfolio, your income portfolio should be the same way, like your Jordans. It should be switched up. You should have money in different places. You should have money in probably some stocks, some bonds. You should have money in certificates of deposits. You could put some in a savings account, maybe some real estate. You know what I'm saying? Open your own little business, whatever the case may be. But diversification is very, very, very key in order to really, really get in the bag and save in the bag and protecting your money because risk. You got to know your risk because when you diversified over a wide range of things in your portfolio, your risk is less because let's say you have one investment that's doing bad, the next investment could be doing great. So that's something that y'all got to take into account too, is diversification. Now, you also got to know this, man. Money is really a doubles game. Now, I'm talking to, like I said, this anybody could listen to this and get game from this, but this is really for my younger crowd that's coming up behind me. I'm trying to lead this for y'all, right? You got to play the doubles game, man. If you turn 10 to 20, 20 to 40, 40 to 8, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? They had an experiment where they said they would give kids, I think they said something like, I don't want to screw this up, but I think they said they would give them $10,000 a day for a month, or a penny that you could double every day for a month. I think they said, or $100,000 a day for a month. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to butcher it, but it was something along those lines. But basically, that penny doubles more than you adding up the $100,000 over the 30-day period. $300K, that penny doubled up over 30 days is, I think he said, $1.something million. I'm not sure with the math, but you can do it yourself. Just do it if you think I'm tripping. Start doing the math in your head and see what happens when you get to the 22nd day and the 23rd day, how much money that is. It's ridiculous. So the money is a doubles game. Y'all got to learn that part first and foremost. And my younger crowd, I say that because y'all do a lot of frivolous spending on things that don't matter, man. Double up y'all money. If you can't buy it five times, you can't afford it. Screw the, oh, if you can't buy it once. No, if you can't buy it five times, you can't afford it, bro. If you got to make a payment on it, you can't afford it, bro. Like, listen to me, ladies, bros, my young crowd, my crowd, my age, everybody. We talking right now. We talking heavy. You know what I'm saying? We talking heavy. We talking real heavy. Now, the next thing, another rule of money that they don't tell y'all is, it's okay to partner up. Not with everybody, but it's okay to partner up. See, because most of the most successful people in this world got partners. They're not doing it alone, and they know they can't do it alone. They know they're not the smartest person in the room. They know that they can bounce their ideas off of other people, or other people may have input to the situation that, or see a perspective or things that they didn't see. Those are the smartest people that know they're not the smartest. So money, and this is a money rule. Listen, this is a money rule. These are all money rules. They don't tell y'all money rules. This is a money rule, y'all. Double up and partner up. You can do it. It's okay to partner up and double up. Trust me. That's money rules. Now, I don't know if I talked about this in one of my episodes, but this is a one I have to talk about a lot. And that's compound interest, man. Compound interest, yo. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen of the community, of the Grandma Goose podcast, of this all-black channel, listen to me, y'all. Compound interest is the ninth wonder of the world, man. I don't care what nobody say. Now, I didn't know what compound interest was. I heard the term before. I got the gist of what it means. It's self-explanatory. It compounds, which means to build or multiply the interest, which is the money you make on top of your money. So to me, that was a crazy thing. So if I could make, we're going to be very, very number specific so that you can get the idea to what I'm trying to say, right? Let's say I invest $1 and I get back 10% return on top of my investment. So 10% of $1 is 10 cents. Woohoo, I made 10 cents. Now, compound interest is amazing because now if I reinvest the 10 cents instead of taking out my profit, when that 10% return will come back, it's coming back on $1.10. Which means now instead of me getting 10 cents on my return for my 10%, I'm getting 11 cents. I just made an extra penny by not doing any work, just literally letting the money reinvest itself and compounding. Now you take the whole 11 cents. Now you're going back into the table with $1.21. You do the math. Obviously, 10% of that is going to be 12.1, which would be that 12 cent. Come on now. You keep it going and going and going. But the rich people was playing this game with millions, y'all. You see what I'm saying? Or they playing this even with a couple thousands. You'll see the compounded interest. It'll make a huge difference. Y'all got to research the term compound interest and learn about what it means, man. Because if you can figure out a way to get compound interest on what you're doing, I promise you, man. Next rule of money, another rule of money is risk tolerance. I covered that a little bit, so we're not going to get into it too crazy. But basically, set your risk up, man. The younger you are, the more risk time you got, man. If you ain't good health, Lord willing, and you doing the right things in life and you young, you got more risk, man. Take a chance. Diversify a little bit more. Take a couple more chances. But if you were like me and I'm 30 and I wasted my 20s because I didn't know no better and I'm trying to figure it out now, you might want to be a little bit more conservative, but also be a little bit risky so you know that you could try to grow it and but protect yourself so that you can have your net, which is where nothing, you don't lose what you initially put in. So you always at least have that stop loss at that point so you can have it to where you don't lose what you put in. So risk tolerance is key. It's very key. Now, I could give us a couple of the reasons why we don't have money. And it's kind of sucky because it don't make sense to me. Like in some of the extents, because people will use the fact that, oh, I'm black, that's why I can't do this. Which some, that's kind of true, but it's not all the way true. That's a limitation to yourself. And the corporate mindset have been put on you for so long that you would think that you got to be a cog in their engine, but you got to be the engine of your own car type shit. But anyway, five reasons why you don't have money. It's income problem, which is grow your income. Identity problems, which is stop trying to be them and be us. We don't have no investments. Most people have less than $1,000 in savings. And I used to be one of those people, but I'm not anymore. I'm probably going to go back to that after I take care of fucking Christmas and all of this kind of other shit. But, you know, that's how it goes in life. But most people don't even got $1,000 in their savings, which is crazy. Expenses. People have more expenses than income and spend more money than they make. It's a proven fact. It's why we have credit card debts and student loan debts and more debt than anybody in the whole entire world, especially our black woman. And I'm not trying to take a shot at y'all, but goddamn, y'all spend too much money. It's crazy. And taxes, because we in a low bracket, we getting taxed high, which nobody don't think we are. They're taking our money out before we see it. Rich people don't get taxed because they keep their money in cash or they put it back into their business. So by the time it comes around tax time, they don't really have a whole bunch of cash sitting around. They got to get taxed on anyway. Learn the money game, y'all. That's why we losing in this. You know what I'm saying? If we could learn the money game, y'all, we could change up every single thing about everything that's going on in our situations. Me personally, this is what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen. And I haven't really told people my plans, and I don't always tell people everything. I'm only going to tell y'all some of the stuff. But since the last 3 months, I've opened 2 savings accounts. I've opened my Robinhood back. I've been having my Robinhood back open. I've opened up back up my Stash account. I opened up an M1 Finance account. Opened up a TD Ameritrade account. I've opened... I'll put the paperwork in to get the 2 LLCs that I'm trying to get. So once I make the payment on that, they're gonna come through. So I'll be able to get the proceeds from the ad revenue from the couple of things that I got going on. Boom, I learned the way to make money through ad. Yo, listen to me. Y'all trying to learn that game, hit my social media sites, man. I will put y'all on to the ad revenue game. It's dope. I'm trying to learn so many different streams of income. It's not even funny. This is, and I want y'all to hear what I got going on. This is the reason I started this podcast as well. It's another way to have the people informed of what's going on, and also to it could generate revenue. If I was able to have products to sell to y'all, or to have things to say that I have this product, or follow me here and get this, or go cop this merch, those kind of things, those are opportunities. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. And that's one of the things that I say that we should do that everybody's doing is take advantage of the technology that we have, because that's one leg up that we have on the generation before us, is the technology in our hands to be able to actually make things happen, to create online businesses, to create generational wealth. Know what I'm saying? I hope that y'all ready to break the gap for real, because I'm trying to lead my sons into a different type of life. I'm trying to lead my family into a different type of life. We making steps to make that happen. Shout out to my little sister Talia. She got her business started with her daughter, Riley Co. If you're not tuned in, you could go on my Facebook page and check it out. And she got a website, RileyCo.com, RileyCo.com. Check it out. Go cop the merch. My little sister selling stuff for all the little babies, all the little girls. If you got a daughter, a niece, know what I'm saying? She even got boy stuff now, even stuff for the adults. So we working out here. We trying to get these businesses off the ground. We just trying to create generational wealth, man. This is the Grandma Goose Podcast. We black first. We money first. We family first. And I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll see y'all next week with the next episode, man. And peace and love to everybody out there. One.